Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I was scout. We kind of threw some names out, Adam. I threw out the, I think we talked about Bub Means from Pittsburgh. And what he is, a lot of people feel, I heard a couple of references, some people mentioned like Colston, not in terms of size, but in toughness and catching the ball and stuff. And if you watch the film on Bub Means, that one word comes out about his play, and that's physicality. Physicality, baby. That's what pop up. And he can really dig in there and take off too. And he's a good catcher of the ball. So, like I said, he can do better in selling his routes and whatnot. They need to, you know, working on his footwork because he's not drastically off there. But Bub Means brings speed and physicality, good catcher of the ball there. And he was very excited to be a Saint, man. And listen, his style of play, the city of New Orleans will appreciate it. It's a gritty blue-collar style of play that we like to see our wide receivers do, catching the tough passes and getting up the field. So to have another wide receiver that has some, you know, 6'1", they got a little size to him and some speed and some fit and some toughness. We can appreciate that all the time to add more flair to that wide receiver room. And then behind him, the last of the fifth round picks was Jalen Ford, the linebacker out of Texas, over 200 tackles over the last 2 years. Did I need to say more about that guy? Jalen Ford, over 200 tackles in 2 years, 218. I want to say something like that, 208, over 200 tackles in 2 years for Texas. So he's a guy that the Saints like. They can bring him in there. We got some other linebackers there, and we got a lot of linebackers, but we don't know who we really have behind DeMario Davis and Pete Werner, do we? We know we got Willie Gay, but Willie Gay from Kansas City is on a one-year deal. So we know what we got in Willie. We know about Pete. We know about DeMario, but what do we have behind those guys? You know, and it, when things start moving into the future, we don't know what DeMarco Jackson is. We the best of the backup linebackers that really impressed me was Sewell. So, I mean, he was the only one that was really stepping up, and then he got hurt for the year. But outside of that, he was the only linebacker behind the other guys that really kind of showed me that he knew how to play. So we'll see what Jalen could do. We'll see what the DeMarco Jackson could do. And there's a couple other guys that need to step up, and they'll have opportunities in the future, but it's a solid depth piece. And, of course, two more picks. The sixth-round pick was Christian Boyd. A lot of people felt like Christian Boyd should have went a little earlier, but he's perfect for the Saints. The Saints was talking to this kid. They interviewed this kid. They mocked him, and something told me they was going to draft him. And yeah, something told me they was going to go after and get him. You know, you talk about Christian Boyd, a lot of times all they can really say about him is that he got short arms. But he's super strong. He got a degree of speed to him. He's a physical player. So he ain't just a plodding run stuff, but he's going to give you a push in the middle as well. So we add another interior defensive tackle because, we've got to stop teams from running. Last year, I didn't like the fact that we would give up these runs on these plays up the middle. That was a bad look. So we need to kind of get back to our roots defensively and clog the run, stop the run, and put pressure on these people. And Christian Boyd will help to do that. And then, of course, finally, the seventh-round pick. A lot of people like this kid, Josiah Ezraim. I want to say that's his name. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly, out of Eastern Kentucky. He was a guy that a lot of people thought should have went a little earlier, and they were really impressed with this guy. And they like him. And someone was saying, one of the scouts was saying that they were considering him, kicking him inside to guard or whatever. But the Saints definitely need some talent on the offensive line. whether the guy playing tackle or guard, we can use some more talent there. And he's a big fella right there, right? About 6'7" or so, 330 plus pounds, big guy, big physical offensive lineman. And he's raw as hell. But at the end of the day, we need to get these guys in here and help out, because the Saints ain't going to go the expensive route. They've already warned you about that. They're going to have to do their very best to take some of these players and see if they can give us something going into the season. So that's the draft there. And also kind of go over here to Saints Wire, shout out to Sigler. They invite a couple of undrafted locals to try out for the mini camp, so more players due to come in, that he's saying. And of course, he's make mention of the fact that this was reported by Nick Underhill, that Tulane offensive lineman Cameron Wire, who he was LSU at first, and he transferred to Tulane, and Mississippi State safety Sean Preston have been invited to come to the rookie mini camp, which is scheduled for May the 10th to the 12th. So there you go. So Wire's Tulane teammate, Sincere Hainsworth, was signed. He's one of the 15 undrafted guys we covered before we talked about our draft picks. Green Wave's longtime starting center will be in the mix after signing an undrafted free agent contract with the Saints on Saturday. Preston is taking the same path to the NFL that Saints All-Pro special teams ace JT Gray did coming out of Mississippi State. Wire mostly played left tackle in college with 1,537 snaps, having spent the first 4 years of his career at LSU before transferring to Tulane in 23. He's taken all his snaps at right tackle, 139, snaps at right guard, 133, and left guard at 11. So there you go. And Preston says that he's his regular face in Bulldogs defense over the last 6 years, lining up mostly often at free safety or in the box with occasional looks in the slot. He's from Vacherie, so he also played special teams at Mississippi State and had a strong performance in kicking drills and could do a long way to help the case. So there you go. While the minicamp is mostly aimed at first-year players, NFL teams often invite veteran free agents to try out as well. After the weekend, they'll typically sign some players who caught their eye. So we might see as we get closer to May, we'll see some veteran guys. We'll see who they can sign and bring in here and who can help out and add depth to the team. Because we could still, we could still use some offensive linemen interiorly speaking. We could use some a veteran offensive line there, a lineman there. And I'm pretty sure if we think hard enough, we could find some other spaces as well. So anyway, the Saints have the invitees going on, and that's what's popping right there. All right, and also this one right here to talk about: Saints invite Furman star running back Dominic Roberto to the rookie minicamp as well. And we're going to hear some more of this as it keeps going on. But they're going to bring him in. Saints invited Roberto to their upcoming rookie minicamp. And this was announced through Twitter. And it says he'll have a great opportunity to compete with free agents and make his case for a spot on the 90-man roster ahead of training camp. Roberto was productive in his five-year career at Furman, recording 466 carries for 2,514 yards with 21 touchdowns and just one fumble. He also blocked often. He had a five-year career at Furman. Recorded 466 carries for over 2,500 yards, 28 touchdowns against one fumble. He also blocked often in pass protection, but wasn't asked to catch many passes. It's possible the Saints envision Roberto as a fullback. He weighed 5'10 and 235 pounds at pro day, but didn't put up very impressive testing numbers. We'll see if he can hang up with other future pros when the Saints bring in a couple dozen players to minicamp. Practices scheduled for, like I said, May 10th to 12th. So a fullback, they're saying 5'10 and a half, 235 pounds. And like I said, man, I just think that if you a person, like you're the black and gold, right? And I often said we need more versatility at the fullback position. And I would always use Justin Juszczyk as an example of that. All this versatility we had in the wide receiver room, the tight end room, we'll take a wide receiver and convert him to a tight end and we'll do all these fantastic things. But when it came down to the fullback back position, we had a old school traditional ass fullback. And I'm like, nah, we can do better than that because we can bring in a guy that may look like a fullback, but he plays. He can be used in short yardage applications. You can slide him out. He can be act as a tight end in certain cases. You see what I'm saying? You can have a guy that can provide dual value for you and not just be some big lumbering blocking fullback. The guy can also catch passes for you. He can slide out of there and make plays for you. Like Juszczyk's do, Justin Juszczyk does for the 49ers. So, well, Kubiak coming here, perhaps we can have that versatility at the fullback position. Perhaps we can have that because that's something maybe we could kind of think about going forward. So let's take a look right here, fam, at this unofficial depth chart provided by Our Lads. And it pretty much puts all of them, everything, the undrafted guys and the draft picks, everything on the same screen here. So we can take a look at what the Saints are dealing with as you can see. So in terms of the quarterbacks, Derek Carr, Jake Haener, Spencer Rattler is there, Nate Peterman and Kelly Mine. So we're going to camp with five quarterbacks and an outright battle for the backup quarterback position. The running backs, Alvin Kamara, Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, they have Jordan Mims and James Robinson. And also we have the undrafted guys that we're going to bring in as well. They kind of ran out of room as far as this chart goes. And then you look at the wide receivers, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, A.T. Perry. Then you have Bub Means, E. St. Brown, Cedric Wilson, Stanley Morgan, and then, of course, the two undrafted fellas that we added to. Then you can see the line. Look, this unofficial depth chart has Talisi Ufuaga playing at left tackle, Ali Udo at the left guard position. That's exactly how I see it. Before they even put that up, I was like, it makes sense because the left side's going to change. And then it goes McCoy, Cesar Ruiz, and Ramchek. Now, that's based on Ramchek being healthy. If he's not healthy to go, you're more than likely going to see Penning there, whether it's left or right. You're going to see Penning at the tackle position. You know, Ali Udo wouldn't be a good choice at the tackle. His footwork ain't good enough for that. Plus, there's film seeing him get tore up at the tackle position. Only in an emergency situation, I would imagine, but nothing after that. Then off the back of the backup to those guys, you see Mark Evans II, Nick Sell DeVery, Landon Young, Tommy Kramer, Josiah Ezerim. So a lot of unproven talent there is what we're saying. So like I said, if you look to the Saints backup, Landon Young is the veteran of the backups. And Landon Young played well in spots last year, but not well enough for us to say, yeah, he's ready to take a step. Nick Sell DeVery was hurt last year, didn't show much of anything. So we don't know what he has. Mark Evans II's the same way. He's a young player. We don't know what he can do. He has some potential. Tommy Kramer's another dude that was on the practice squad there. And, of course, we still, to me, we can use a veteran or two to kind of stabilize the backups there. Because if something goes awry and we have to lose one of these guys, you don't want to, you know, you want somebody that knows a little something, perhaps Trey Turner. And that's the rumor on the street is the Saints may bring back Trey Turner. Remember they signed Trey Turner. He got hurt last year. I'm cool with Trey Turner. Just don't bring back Max Garcia, man. Don't bring back Max Garcia, man. The dude, nothing is that. Just that, don't bring back Max Garcia. He was just not what he's not. What's up? He was not a good pickup for us. He's slow. It's just not a good look. We need to do better than that. Then a Max Garcia. Please no Max Garcia. And of course, let's keep it moving. The tight end room, Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, Taysom Hill, Tommy Hudson, and Michael Jacobson. Not too much on either Tommy Hudson or Michael Jacobson. That's why a lot of people are kind of excited about the Saints bringing in the tight end, Dalen Holker from Colorado State, because he could, with his potential, he can blow right past these other guys and make his way up that tight end ladder. If he plays well, he might be able to kind of get up there, so to speak. And of course, you see Taysom Hill is mixed in with the tight ends as well, but really tight. They call him that, but mostly we see Taysom activates as a running back. He's going to continue to be the Swiss Army Knight that we love and respect. And then, of course, outside of that, man, the fullbacks with Adam Prentice and Xander Horvath. Xander Horvath was like one of the first out the building free agents the Saints picked up this offseason. And he's a guy that you had to go back and look at some film on him. It's not a lot of film on him, but I had to kind of look at his college film just to get an idea of what he can do potentially. And Xander Horvath is a guy that can be, he's a more athletic style fullback that you can get a ball to in short yardage. He catches the ball well. So he's yet to realize his potential. Could Clint Kubiak be trying to search for his Justin Juszczyk? Perhaps he does. Perhaps he is. Me personally, I think I think Taysom Hill would make a really good Justin Juszczyk. Like I said, they're the exact same size. They're the same size. They're 6'2", 230-something pounds. They're the same size.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And Taysom is blocked before he blocked. He'll be better than you. I ain't going to say all that, man. Because Taysom, man, they like to use him in different spots. But just getting value at that fullback position, that is big. And then, of course, we move on to the defensive end situation. Get this damn water out of the way. All right. Then we have up top, we got Carl Granderson. We know Carl Granderson got paid, and he deserved it. He's the guy. The Saints added Chase Young. Now, Chase Young's had neck surgery, so he's supposed to make it back for camp. That's what they're saying. We'll see. Hopefully, that'll be the case. Colin Sanders and Big Nate Shepherd fill in inside the line. And then coming off the bench there, Cam Jordan is the situational pass rusher now. And then there is Peyton Turner. There is Isaiah Foskey. There is Tanu Passanio. They got all these guys acting as ends. Now, I'm interested to see if the Saints will still use, and I've been saying it, asking this for the last couple of years, will this be the year when they finally kick Passanio inside that add a part, that be a part of the defensive tackle room? You know, he's 6'7", 300 pounds, and he's a force. It's difficult blocking that guy, especially if you can move him inside. So Brian Brisee's on the inside, and you can see Christian Boyd from Northern Iowa placed right there next to him. That is a nice future combination of defensive tackles for the Saints right there with Brian Brisee and Christian Boyd there. And then, of course, some of the lesser-known guys, John Pinacini and Jack Heflin, who I was impressed with. Jack Heflin, man. Jack Heflin's a baller. I don't know if he'll get the opportunity with these other guys in front of him. And then the defensive end, Nico Lalos, did some positive things in last year's camp situation. So he's still on the roster. All right. So let me go to my boy. We got a super chat there. KT said, we picked up your boy. I know. I just said that. KT, I asked about Tipton. And I was like, man, listen, this kid could play. I said he can play, man. This past draft, I was just saying players in the draft. And as soon as we talked about the players were drafted. And that was all throughout the draft. I would say, man, you know what? This guy would be good, such and such, such, such. And while I'm talking about him, the damn team picks him. And it don't be a guy sitting right there. It'd be a guy that's three or four spots down. And that's why it's like you study the tape and you look at players, because that's what it is, figuring out who's who. But like I talked about Tipton, is a solid pickup for the Saints. Y'all gonna like that kid. Thank you, KT. Appreciate you. Or is it Kyle? What I say, Justin Juszczyk? It's Kyle Juszczyk. Yeah, see, we need to get Justin. You see, that's his brother. You see? My bad. Kyle Juszczyk. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. All right. See, it's not my team, man. So yeah, it's not my team, brother. See, I was talking about Justin Ucheck. That's Kyle's brother, you know, so we got to add him to the team. You see, that's what's going on. Yeah. We're going to roll with that. Yeah. All right. So anyway, let's keep it going, man. We look at the linebackers, Pete Werner, DeMario Davis, Willie Gay. Those are the top linebackers right there for the Saints. And then we talked about the backups. Nephi Sewell, to me, was a guy that I thought was the better of the backup linebackers last year. He actually outplayed Zach Bowen for time at the linebacker position and was doing really well up until the injury where he gets carted off and he's done for the season. So he'll be back. But Nephi Sewell was, to me, the best of the young linebackers, the backups. These other guys are going to show themselves. Jalen Ford was added, like I talked about him, 200 tackles, over 200 tackles in 2 years. They added Kaliki Hudson from Washington. He's a special teams linebacker there. DeMarco Jackson, we drafted. We still don't know what DeMarco Jackson is. Anthony Orgy's there. And the veteran Monty Rice, who hadn't gotten much burn there. You know what I'm saying? So it's still a few guys that the Saints had from the linebacker level that we have to, that they have to figure out what role these teams have here. So we'll see. All right, then we get to the secondary. Marshawn Lattimore, Paulson Adebo, Alante Taylor at the cornerback positions. Kool-Aid McKinstry will be the dime back. He'll be there in case Saints need to go four deep in terms of the cornerbacks or if injuries occur. He'll be able to slide in and play some for you. Ugo Amadi is also a guy they see as a cornerback. Ugo's a really good high energy players, always around the ball, incredibly undersized, but that's what I was saying. The Saints brought him back on a 1 year deal, but like I said, it's still a 1 year deal. You're looking to kind of build forward. And then from the safety position, Tyrann Mathieu and Jordan Howden, they wave hasta la vista to Marcus May because Marcus May was never available. He spent half the game since he'd been here. It was either he was suspended or he was hurt. It wasn't a good pickup. And when he was out on the field, he didn't have the same impact that you thought he would have. And the Saints seen Jordan Howden play. And then next thing you know, it's like, well, man, listen, this kid done outplayed Marcus May. Let's put Marcus May in the street. We were saying it during the season. This guy, we could see it. That's another one of those bad contracts. But it is what it is. So behind him, we talked about Jordan Howden being the future safety for the Saints. The Saints need another one. So Jonathan Abrams on a 1 year deal. JT Gray is a special teamer. And, you know, you got to make sure you find somebody else. So the team did, they did pick up and that's the thing I want to see with Millard Bradford, the guy they picked up from TCU. Millard Bradford's a good college safety that can come in and perhaps he can kind of step in there and earn that job, you know, and see if he can step into a role. He has a lane, man, depending on what the Saints do. He can probably see if he can make something pop for himself from the safety position. They look at them safeties, man. That safety position, man, is wide open for a young guy to step in there and make some noise. And don't be surprised if Millard Bradford is not a guy that can do that, because he could play. He could play. All right, then the rest of the guys you see from the cornerback, Fayon Hicks, Rajon Wright, those other guys. And you got Shamar Jean-Charles, who the Saints picked up like a veteran guy right there from they re-signed him from last year. He played a little bit last year. He was okay. So the Saints adding a little veteran depth there. And then, of course, you go to the special team side of thing. You see the place kicker, Blake Groupe. They added Charlie Smith. There is an international player to try to give Blake some competition. Lou Headley, the punter that the Saints had that started off well, then he kind of fell apart. I ain't like his kicking. His kicking wasn't all that last year. So the Saints did bring in a punter in the undrafted side of things. They bring in a punter, Matthew Highball from Vanderbilt. I think he's also Australian. I don't know what's up with that, but, you know, with the Saints looking at Australian punters all the time. But at the same time, he could really kick. The dude averages like, what, 48, over 48 and a half yards per punt. So Lou Headley might be heading back to the land down under, because they're definitely holding that punting position open, because, I mean, he's not safe. He's not safe at all. Zach Wood's still here. And the kick return, punt return, they have listed Rashid Shaheed. for both of those. And they got Cedric Wilson, we'll list them there. But Stanley Morgan Jr. also has some special team application. So we'll see what's going on there. And I don't know if they'll put him there. But Kool-Aid McKinstry also had a little special teams, returning going on there. So like I said, we'll see who they kind of bring forward there. But I know that Stanley Morgan Jr. was a guy that was kind of looked at as being that perhaps one of these undrafted guys could step in that role and try to see if they can compete as for one of those return positions. All right. So anyway, and let me show this list to you too. This is probably a little bit more. This is from Saints Wire. They did a more, this looks better. It's not a table, but you can see right here as we go from quarterback down, Derek Carr throwing the ball, Carr, Hayner, Peterman, Kelly Mine, and the rookie Spencer Rattler there. And it says Carr remains unquestioned starter, but things are interesting behind him. Rattler was a great value pick late in day three. He has as much arm talent as anyone on the roster, but he'll need to prove he's grown past a habit for risky throws that's gotten him burned in college. Either Peterman or Mond will probably be waived before training camp since the Saints only have so much practice reps to go around. That'd be a poll for another day, which quarterback won't make it. Running backs situation, AK-41's there, Jamal Williams, Kendre Miller, Jordan Mims, James Robinson, and Jacob Cabote, the undrafted rookie. Saints passed on multiple opportunities to draft the running back, so unless they're about to sign a free agent or make a surprise trade, this is a group they've got. And none of these players had a single run gain more than 20 yards last year. That is absolutely horrible. Hopefully better blocking, more inventive play calling can get more out of them. Cabote feels like a long shot to make the roster after staying in school for 7 years, but the Saints clearly feel he deserves a shot to show what he can do. Yeah, we could practice squad him and hope nobody steals him. Fullback position. All right, Adam Prentice and Xander Horvath. We got a fullback competition brewing for training camp. Horvath followed his position coach Derek Foster over from the Chargers, but the Saints chose to resign Prentice despite the 2023 season filled with too many negative plays. I agree. Clint Kubiak's scheme does lean hard on his fullback, so one of them needs to step up, and I'm probably saying Xander Horvath might be the guy. Got the inside track, right? He's a lot more athletic. I think he's more athletic than Adam Prentice is. Adam is more like a traditional style fullback. This other guy can do different things. And from the tight end position, the man on the top is Juwan Johnson, Foster Monroe, Tommy Hodson. You got Michael Jacobson and Dalen Hulker, the rookie undrafted guy who should really climb here in the tight end room. Brock Bowers may have been the pick had he made it to 14, but the Saints ultimately waited until undrafted free agency to add a tight end. It shouldn't shock anyone if Hulker climbs the depth chart quickly. He's got real receiving ability and enough athleticism to separate himself from the pack. He just needs to show he can block when asked to. Indeed, you can look at the tape. It proves everything he said is facts. Flex position, Taysom Hill. It isn't honest to list Hill as one of these other position groups. He doesn't wear a red contact jersey to practice like the quarterbacks. He doesn't exclusively work in catching and blocking drills, but the tight ends, he's asked to be flexible and handle a variety of different assignments. And we're going to reflect that he gets his own thing, the flex position, Mr. Taysom Hill. Left tackle, Trevor Penning, Ali Udo, and Landon Young. Now things get tricky. We don't know exactly where the Saints plan on playing Udo, Young, and some other offensive linemen, so we'll be redundant and list them as multiple possible positions. What's clear here is that the Saints need some kind of viable veteran competition for Penning, especially if Udo is splitting time at guard. They risk pushing Penning out of the plane without a parachute while being strapped to his chest. Now, left guard position is Nick Saldiveri, Ali Udo again, Mark Evans II, and Noridian Nuili, which is the rookie. Does the new offensive coaching staff still view Saldiveri as a guard like their predecessors, or will they move him back to tackle? That's a question which has not been answered. Udo is an option here too. So is Evans, a second-year backup. Nuili, a undrafted rookie from Nebraska, played both guard spots in college but spent more time on the left side. The center position is McCoy. And back up behind us is Sincere Haynesworth, a rookie. McCoy returns as the Saints' best offensive lineman. Ainsworth is an interesting rookie free agent signing. He isn't super athletic, but he has a ton of college experience at Tulane with few mistakes and penalties on his ledger. The right guard position is Cesar Ruiz, Tommy Kramer, and Kyle Hergill. He says hoping the new coaching staff can help Ruiz find consistency after he regressed in some bad habits last year. Kramer played right tackle for the Saints on a handful of snaps, but has mainly been a guard in the NFL. And Hergill spent time at left guard for Boston College, but played more than twice as many reps on the other side. Right tackle position. Ramchicks is injured. Talisi Fuaga, the rookie, Landon Young, and Josiah Isserim, the rookie. Ramchick would be starting if he were healthy, but there's a very real chance he won't be playing this year or even the next year or even ever again after offseason surgery didn't improve his degenerate knee condition. Saints family members should be get used to the idea that Fuaga could be taking Ramchick's place permanently. Young has Chris trained at both tackle spots, could also be in the mix to line up at guard. Isram also has physical gifts in the world, but needs more time to develop before he's ready to dress on game days. On to the wide receiver position. Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, A.T. Perry, Cedric Wilson, Stanley Morgan, E. St. Brown, Bubs Mean, Jermaine Jackson, Kyle Sheets, Mason Tipton. We could get really deep in the weeds about the different roles that a split end, flanker, and slot guy play, but how these positions are determined by body type and skill set. But the Saints rotate them around so often it's unclear how the approach will change with Clint Kubiak running offense. So, you know, that is what it is. But this is our wide receiver room going in. Very inexperienced wide receiver when it gets beyond Cedric Wilson. You know, so some of these guys will have the opportunity to step up. The punter.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.